Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the podcast. Today we have a special guest with us, Miss Lady Jen. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Excited to have you here. And we're just chatting a little bit in the green room. And I know we have a little connection on the background where we're on skiing. You're on the East Coast, I understand. And you're getting ready to go on a ski trip after this.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really excited to connect with you before you hit off the road.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm so glad that we had this opportunity and I'm happy to meet you. It was just fortuitous. I don't remember how we met, but I'm just so excited to get to know you a little bit better down the road too. We have some opportunities there. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was through the marketer's cruise actually. So it was a big networking opportunity and it was people that were being introduced to each other, but I'm glad that you and I were connected and I'm excited to get to really highlight you and your experience here on our show because you are quite an accomplished expert. I know you work with many business owners who are established and sometimes stuck, and you've been doing events as part of your business model for many years before COVID and now post-COVID. So you have a lot of really valuable items to share. But for our audience maybe that is meeting you for the first time, a couple points that I want to share so they know about you. One, you had a 4-decade career in financial services. So you have some real formal experience when it comes to business and growing companies and finance specifically. And you shared the stage with some pretty notable people like Tony Robbins, Darren Harding, Sharon Lecter, just to name a few. I know you gave me like 5 or 6.
Les Brown. Yeah, I know. Kevin Harrington. Oh my God. I love these people. Yeah, we all should.
Yes. And you're not a business coach per se. You really are different in the sense that you help build teams and you're a scaling architect. So again, really excited to have you on. So maybe start with a little background. Share us a little bit about about your business and how you got into doing events.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for asking that question. My goal is always to share as much as I can in the time that we have. So if I start talking too fast, Rudy, you got to tell me, slow it down. If you're listening at 1.5, you might have to go all the way back to normal. Because I do get really excited about what I do and meeting people. I mean, I think I'm a people person, so that's why this is like, it is so important to me. But what really started for me, as we're talking in the context of having events, it started for me as a young loan officer in the mortgage business. When I was in the mortgage business, I started when I was technically 17, doing half school and then half go to a job. And I was doing the mortgage business, but got into it when I was 19, worked through college that way, graduated from college, but stayed in the mortgage business, didn't go into my line of work. And I love the business. I love finance. I love markets and economies and real estate. I love all that stuff. And I love the business of the business. But as I do with everything, I do things differently. I kind of swim downstream when everybody's going upstream and vice versa. And I knew that I didn't want to be one of the 1 million loan officers out in the world. And in fact, I ended up being in the top 200 loan officers in the country out of 1 million. And I did it because I took a different approach. I wasn't just selling. And I think this is what happens with events. It's just a sales pitch. I wasn't selling products, selling rates, I call them sunks in networking. The person, when they walk in, everybody goes, oh, pretend like we're having a call because here they, or a conversation because here they come. And I didn't want to be that. And I am very much led by knowledge and education. I'm a really smart, intelligent woman, and I wanted to lead with education. So I immediately began holding seminars and classes every single week for real estate agents because they, in the mortgage business, whether you know this or not, loan officers rely on real estate agents to get their leads. And yet real estate agents, their average right now, I think, is they're making $25,000 a year. So why would I put my eggs into that basket? I'm going to create my own opportunities. And I started teaching them on how to grow a business and have an elite business. And that just kind of manifested. And so it started my speaking career. It started my coaching and my training, presentations, all of that, that whole career. And what I realized was that time is money. And we hear this a lot, but truly time is money. Elon Musk, if he saw $100 on the ground, he won't even take the time to pick it up. Because the time it takes to pick it up, he could have made $1,000. And so for us, we're doing pennies and nickels, right? We'll pick
it up.
But time is money. So even reaching down to grab something that's on the ground, that is that worth your time? And I started realizing that having these one-to-ones with everybody and trying to meet everybody here and there, it just wasn't worth my effort. And I thought, okay, so I'm going to do one-to-many, not one-to-one, but one-to-many. And then how do I get more one-to-many? I have partners who cross-promote and bring people in, and I give them stage time, opportunities to do content. And that just, that grew this business to the fact that it was to the point that it was $100 million of funding every year, $100 million plus, and ultimately funding $1 billion, which is very, very rare in the industry. Less than 30 people have ever done it. But I didn't do it alone. I did it with others in that one-to-many. So when I then converted into and retired from lending when I was 54, I had created all the financial freedom I need. I'm like, I don't really need to work, but I really want to give back to people and have them do it the same way. So a lot of my coaching is very heavy on doing seminars and webinars and summits and your own events, retreats, masterminds, which is where I spend most of my time now. So that's where it all kind of, that's where it all started. And I always knew that putting on events and seminars and whatnot was the best way to get to a group of people. And you have people edifying you in that room when you ask, why are you here? But we have to make sure we're doing those things.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And well, quite the remarkable background you've had. And here. So we were talking in the green room about before COVID, you were doing two and a half or three day type events and transition post-COVID. Could you tell us a little bit more about the events that you were doing?
Yeah, absolutely. It was funny because when I made that transition from lending into the speaking world and the event world, all the things that we do now, podcasting, TV shows, authoring books, it was fairly new. A lot of this was new to me, and had a coach who was helping me build a funnel. And I was like, I don't want to build a funnel. That is not my favorite thing in the world. And he said, but he had another piece to it. He said, you could have these 3-day events. And I was like, oh, well, then I want to hear about that. So I said, well, okay, I'm going to hire someone to do the funnels. Can you just teach me this part? And he said, yeah. And so it's such a cute story because he said, all right, you have 2 weeks to put an event together, a 3-day event together. You can't spend more than $2,000 and you're going to put this event together. Watch these videos because I'm not having a training, because he does a training for the 3-day event. You're in the 3-day event and he's training you about the 3-day event. And I didn't have that. I only had video. So I was on the phone with him. And so I put this sucker together. I had 8 people show up. I did $58,000 in my first one out. And there was a wedding reception going on during the last part of it. I mean, I was just horrible with all the planning. And I said, oh, this is easy. If I could get a few more people in instead of 58, and my goal was I want to do 6 figures every single event. So the next event was 128,000. Next, I had one event, it was 280,000. And I said, gosh, if I just do this 4 times a year, then that's really all I need to do. Now, of course, I was speaking and I'm a paid speaker. So I was speaking and getting paid. But I thought, if I can just do this, is comfortable for me. I'm not trying to make $1 million like I used to. I'm comfortable at $500,000. So I started doing these 3-day events. And by the way, my events are actually 3 days. One of the things that I think event planners make mistakes on is when they say it's a 4-day event and it's really, well, we're going to have cocktails the night before if you want, and then we'll have a day that we do something and another day we do something, and then the third day we're just going to show up and kind of regroup and let you go. Well, that's a 2-day event. That's not a 4-day event. So I'm really big on making sure that our marketing is, I mean, if you can't market it properly, then how can you deliver anything? How can anyone believe anything you're going to deliver? So I did these 3-day events and I did them all over the country and they were fantastic and I loved them. And then COVID came and I thought, oh God, what do I do? Well, my coach at that time said, just do it online. I said, I can do that. So first one I did, I think we made 80 grand online doing it. And that was during COVID. But then I started realizing time is money. I don't want to have to go and set up this and set up that. So I switched how I did it. I now do mastermind retreats. It's the same 3-day event. It's just I'm not diving into a workshop as much. I'm saving that for people who want to work with me, but I'm highlighting things. So it's not as deep into that because I combine it with the retreat aspect of going on a field trip and breaking through things and having a massage therapist come in and make sure everybody gets some relief. And now I'm just delivering it in a different way than I used to. And I like going, I have these retreats where I want to go, where I want to have fun. And for me, experiential, from my perspective, experiential was so much better than just going to a conference room. And as we saw on the ship, and I've seen for 7 years on the ship, is that experience is what draws me there.
Yeah, amazing. Beautiful. So I see your transition very quickly, actually, from you're speaking at other people's stages and being a paid speaker and doing really well there to like, hey, now I'm in an event, learning how to do an event. And then you did your first event right away.
Yeah.
And generated figures and basically went to 6 figures every time you were doing that, multiple 6 figures in a couple of cases. But then COVID happened and you transitioned into virtual and then you were doing well with virtual, but now you've moved more into the experiential model, which is similar content, but creating a more immersive retreat, less people and higher levels of engagement.
I say it's a little hybrid right now because I still do. I don't do 3-day virtual events anymore. I think people have whatever, what do they call it? Zoom webinar.
Fatigue, yeah.
Gee, thank you. The word. I was going to say fear. But they have that fatigue. I mean, heck, I was on one the last couple of days and I was like, hey, I'm in and out. I'm in and out. So I've gone to 2 half days for the content that I used to do in the 3-day before COVID. So the heavy duty content of that, I still do those for people that are just about business. And maybe they aren't ready to be in a full program with me, but they're ready to dip their toe into a program to ignite their business. That's what I move them to, is an Ignite mastermind where we can ignite various parts of your business. Because the people that I mentor, they're tenured. They've already ignited their business, but now the fizzle's going out. The flame's kind of going out. They're exhausted. They're tired and they need to find a way to grow. So I still do that, but I still do the 4 mastermind retreats a year because that's where get in, be done, and then coach people. I still speak on stages and I'm still paid to speak on stages, but I just have made it much more boutique-y, much more informal, intimate, a lot of those things. I want to remind you to ask me about something called a elite connection circle here in a few minutes, because I want to share what I do with that as well.
Absolutely. Most definitely. Yeah. So you move more towards the retreat intermittent model. And I understand based on the green room that they're not paying $297 to attend your event. They're paying $5,000 to attend.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a different.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, but the $297 and those that are putting that together, and then, oh, it's $397 or $497 for the VIP, that type of thing. You have to have a lot of people in the room to cover your expenses at a hotel. Let's be real about it. Oh, you want audio. Oh, you want a microphone. Oh, you want all these things. And I got to the point, and well, now I carry all my equipment with me. I bought 2 hard cases. This is such a little tip that is so cool. I learned this from someone else. I bought 2 hard case golf bags and all my banners and all my microphones and all my stands and all my lights. All fit in all my handouts and all those things, they all fit in there. And it's so funny when I check into the airport, they're like, oh, where are you going golfing? And I just pretend like I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Tampa. Yeah, I'm going to Colorado. But I carry all that with me now so that I reduce the expenses that are there. And I think if you're frugal with $100, you'll be frugal with $1 million. So that's how I roll. I'm very frugal with a lot of my money. But yeah, so it just, you get panicked because you have to cover such high expenses. When you do a mastermind retreat, and by the way, I'm a certified mastermind leader. So I'm not talking, I went to a mastermind and it was a 3-day pitch fest. That's not a mastermind. So Mastermind Retreat is quite different. We are going to make changes in your business. We're going to help accelerate your practice. And all I have to do is get an Airbnb or do a high-end suite in a high-end hotel, and everybody stays in their own rooms and come up into the suite. And it's so much more affordable. And I can bring my own food up there. I don't have to play that game of everybody else who's downstairs on the first floor. And so it makes much more sense for me to do that. And again, it's very intimate. I'm really the kind of person that less is more. I can help more people if I don't have more people. That makes sense. Kind of a weird way to say it, but yeah.
Yes, yes. Thank you for putting that piece in there about being a certified mastermind leader and like running your events, like actually having a proper start, not just, hey, let's just get together and hang out. Sometimes people
call it a mastermind.
You have the mentality of like, hey, I'm just going to charge $5,000 or $10,000, get people in my house and hang out for 2 days, and they have the privilege of hanging out with me. So it's like you got to actually create value for them and facilitate it in a way that's meaningful.
Well, it includes accommodations and food and my expertise and other speakers. There's a lot of pieces that are involved in that.
That's great. And you mentioned a inner circle, something about that that you want to back on.
Yeah. So one of the ways that I do this locally, and this has been, it's kind of morphed over the years where I've changed the name. It really doesn't matter what the name is. But what I do is that every month I have a dinner with 6 to 8 people. Sometimes I've had them come to my home for dinner. Sometimes I've had a barbecue with them. Sometimes we go to a vineyard. I live in wine country. I go to restaurants. We get the little back room. So I invite 6 to 8 people that are my target, that are tenured high performance individuals. And I bring them into this, I've called it a connection circle. I've called it an elite advisory business meeting. You can call it whatever you want. And we actually do a mastermind with a handful of these individuals, because what I know for my target specifically is that being a high performance person, we tend to be a silo. We tend to be, unless we're in another mastermind, but we tend to be a silo of struggles and pains and whatnot. And we don't really have anybody to go to. And so this is an outlet for everyone to have an advisory board of equally people that have gone through your challenges, have seen your issues, have been there, done that. And from that, and I pay for all of it. So we go to dinner, one cocktail, that's it. And no other cocktails allowed, period. You can't buy your own because it's a business meeting. And we have dinner and we break bread and we help each other through the mastermind process. It's a little lighthearted version of the mastermind process, but we help one another. I hold people accountable to following up. I hold people accountable to committing to it because it's only 6 to 8 people. And from there, I lead them into coaching or lead them into the mastermind retreat so they can get a little more, another taste. Or people come to me and say, hey, this is great. How do I work with you? So it's another way for you to create another mini event rather than waiting for someone to call you and, hey, be on a summit and send 3 emails and we're going to have 100 people and 40 show up and they're not your client. So very strategic in everything that I do.
That's amazing. That's a great, really great value add for people. 6 to 8 people, dinner, nice clear, and support each other and give them a taste of the value that they can experience at a retreat or working with you privately. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for remembering.
Yeah, that's great. That actually inspired me to want to organize. I had this thought to organize a dinner party here in Puerto Rico, and that's reinforcing the benefit of doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I also love it. And they cross-pollinate everybody, cross-promotes and helps each other. And it's really meant to be there to all tides lift boats, whatever that phrase is. I shouldn't even say that phrase if I don't know. And this is my personality, by the way. This is what happens. I try to be really cool with a quote and then can't remember the quote. But I think what's really important about that is that we're all in the same boat. That's so funny. But we're all kind of in that same boat where we all have the same similar challenges where you find if you have an event where there's too much of a casting of a net, oh my gosh, I'm in a boat mode. But if you cast too big of a net, you've got people that are brand new. They're not understanding what you're saying. You've got people that are tenured and they're saying, why are you talking about this? This is so boring. And so I really think niching down is so much more important. And I found that it's very successful for me. It might not be successful for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Lady Jen, for our audience here who would like to learn more about you and what you do, what would be the best way for them to connect with you and learn more about?
If you're watching, you can see on my name here, it says to text the word Jen, J-E-N, I'm a one in Jen, to 26786. Again, that's text Jen to 26786. And you can schedule a strategy call with me, a complimentary strategy call to talk about where are the gaps? Where are the gaps in your business? What challenges have you had? What is something that's broken and you want to look at? Should it be fixed? Maybe it's something else that's broken. I'm very intuitive at mind mapping for people and their business. And we were talking about this too. I have programs from $197 up to $60,000. So I like having conversations with people to find out where's the best place to be right now in a sequence, as opposed to chasing after shiny objects, which is an SOS. It's just a yell and a cry for help. And there was another boat innuendo right there. Wow. It's going to be a boat day. Which you love coming from Annapolis. It's perfect. But yeah, so I just love having these conversations to find out, how can I help? How can I work with you? How can we collaborate? How can we do something? How can I be on your stage? You be on my stage. You come to one of these retreats or masterminds. I'm open for all opportunities.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you for that. And for audience listening, we're going to include all of the links here in the show notes, the chat. So it's text Jen 26786, but that's going to be included down below, along with her website and other resources that you can tap into. Highly recommend check Jen out. She is just a remarkable ball of energy, such a sweet human being as you can pick up here from the podcast. And highly recommend connecting with Jen. Jen, as we wrap up here, any final words for our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of quotes that I like. Normally I start off with this quote, but I'm going to do this quote and I'm going to give you another quote. So the first quote is the great Les Brown, whom I've had the opportunity to be on his speaking faculty and travel with him. He says, if you're casual about your business will become a casualty. So you can't be casual about putting events together. You can't be casual about it. It's got to have a strategy behind it. And the people that you're associating yourself with, they can't be casual either. Because that will pull you down. That's an anchor. That's an anchor for you. And so make sure that you're only working with the best of the best. That's what elite is, the best of the best. The character is there. Distinguished people are there. The prestige is there. The commitment is there. They care more about people than they do about cash. And then the cash comes. So if you're casual about your business will become a casualty. And then the last that I'll leave with you, which I always quote, is a quote from my mother, which is, we flatter those we scarcely know. We please the fleeting guests, but we deal many a thoughtless blow to those we love the best, including ourselves. So if you will be as good to yourself as you are to your business will flourish.
Amen. Beautiful.
Be yourself
as you are to your business will flourish. That's a good line to tie it all together with. Thank you. Be intentional or your business will become a casualty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your business casually and your business will become a casualty. Those are good.
Yeah. If you're casual about your business will become a casualty. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Absolutely.
Awesome, Lady Jen. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you again for being a wonderful guest on our show and our audience. Check Jen out. Go down the show notes. Send her text. Schedule a discovery call if you feel that it'd be a good fit to learn more. Thank you again. And
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing all that you're doing on your podcast to help others create wonderful and beautiful events so that they can succeed the way they want to as well. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already.
And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.